Welcome to Voices in the Valley, where we celebrate the creative spirit and nurture the art of storytelling. My name is Steph, and it is the first Saturday of the month, which means it's time for another episode of Hush. You are joining us today for episode 5 of Hashtag Hush Podcast. You'll definitely want to stay tuned in to find out what happens next. Find us online at Hashtag Hush Podcast, and make sure you follow us on iTunes by subscribing and listening to all the episodes so far. We'll continue to release an episode a month, so stay tuned. Now, enjoy the show.
Thanks to Hannah's Homemade Heaven's Bakery for the caramel rolls, cinnamon rolls, donuts, and pastries they donated to the Hush audio drama team. Hannah's Homemade Heaven's Bakery, where there is no taste like homemade. Hannah's Homemade Heaven's Bakery can be found on Facebook or at 117 Churchill Street West in Stillwater, Minnesota.
Hashtag Hush Podcast is supported in part by Huntington Learning Center. Huntington tailors each tutoring program to fit the unique needs, academic goals, and schedules of their students. Study resources can be found on HuntingtonHelps.com.
Hashtag Hush Podcast, supported by Valley Bookseller, Stillwater's very own independent bookstore, offers everything book-related. Located on North Main Street, Valley Bookseller displays a wide range of titles and genres and offers many monthly literary opportunities, including Totally Criminal Cocktail Hour, Writers on Writing, book clubs and book club discounts, author visits, and book signings. Digital audiobooks are also available, as well as the option to buy titles online at valleybookseller.com. Valley Bookseller. Great books, great people. ValleyBookseller.com.
Hashtag Hush Podcast is supported by the Water Street Inn. Modern amenities blend with historic details in Stillwater, Minnesota's only waterfront hotel. The Water Street Inn offers river views, Victorian suites, queen-size beds, double whirlpool baths, and gas fireplaces. Period furnishings and an original tin ceiling reflect the ambiance of yesteryear. While in Charlie's restaurant, chefs prepare a wide menu, and in Charlie's pub, live music plays every weekend. Online, Water Street Inn can be found at waterstreetinn.us.
It's 3 o'clock. It shouldn't be so hard to find these caves, and yet he's late.
Ta-da! And Marcel has returned to bless the land of the ignorant with his stunning good looks.
Finally, you're here.
Vega, you're a sight for sore eyes.
And if you'd been any later, I would have made them even more sore.
Oh, ha ha. How are you?
Fine. I got the camera.
Oh, yes! That'll be a great score. Wait till the boss hears about this.
As long as you remember, I'm the one who found it. I'm starting to think you don't comprehend the meaning of professionalism.
Professionalism is not in my vocabulary.
A lot of words are not in your vocabulary.
Just let me see that camera.
Don't touch it. I'm keeping it until we get back to the boss.
Aw, come on.
Aw, are you gonna cry now?
Vega?
I'm kidding. But anyways, be careful when you destroy that world. Lots of debris has been coming through, including explosives. I nearly got myself blown to bits earlier today.
Jeez, you hurt?
No, I'm fine.
Good. So, I'll help destroy that world?
Wait, Andy, that girl with the star on her neck? It's her camera, but I found it in another world, so that means...
She's gone through the portal.
Yes, she knows more than we thought.
Dang, this means it's not unique to us anymore. Ugh, lame.
I don't know why she's playing dumb, but I intend to find out.
What was that?
There's someone listening. There, catch him.
I'm on it.
Hello, dear listener. Welcome to the resumption of the Tale of Hush. Many things are happening in our dear town of Edelin as of late. Andromeda's friends, Zack and Rachel, have decided to investigate exactly how truthful Andromeda's been, and their investigation takes them to the North Portal Caves at the same time as an explosion. Unfortunately for them, Chief Boo of the Edelin Police Department has also sent two of his officers to respond to the report of an explosion in the area. The two pairs collide, and although Rachel and Zack escape trouble, they don't escape suspicion. Officer Mary Lou seems to believe that the two know more than they're letting on. She's not wrong. And while all of this is happening, a nosy but concerned Deborah has stuck poor Andromeda under house arrest. For her own good, of course. The threat of a rambunctious session of babysitting between Ben and the twins looms. Speaking of babysitting, let's go back a couple of hours.
Huh. Ah, dang, Flabbit. 1 o'clock. I'm gonna be late. Huh. Okay, there's the door. Is Rachel home? I should probably act like I haven't just been running to her house. Cool, man. Cool. Okay, here we are.
Oh, hello, Ben. Thanks for coming today.
Sure thing, Miss Deborah.
Ben!
Hey, guys. Hey, is Rachel still home?
Oh, no, honey. She's at work. She gets off in a couple hours, though.
All right, should I leave when she gets back, or?
No, it's okay. You're welcome to stay. Rachel could use the help.
All right. Regular rules?
Yep. Feel free to take them outside for a bit. Just make sure they don't run off.
Will do. Thanks a bunch, Miss Deborah.
Thank you, Ben. All right, girls, I'm leaving now. Remember, I won't be home for a few days. Your dad will be home at 6 and bring you dinner. Be good for Ben.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Where are you going for so long?
Oh, it's a therapy retreat about raising functional children. Sounds fun, huh? Oh, there's my ride. See you later.
Bye, Miss Deborah.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
What have you girls been up to?
We've been trying to dress Kelvin up.
So far, he's only let us make him a pumpkin.
But we're making progress.
Soon he'll be a princess.
Okay, so do you want to play a game?
I didn't see.
Roadkill.
Wait, what's roadkill?
It's where you lie in the middle of the road and wait for a car to come.
The one who can last the longest wins.
Oh, let's not do that one. How about hide and seek?
Okay.
All right. What do you say? We have some fun.
Yeah.
Andy? Aren't you supposed to be back at Rachel's house? What are you doing on a bench outside of the woods?
Oh, no, Zach, I'm just reading.
I thought you were under house arrest. Did you sneak out?
No. Deborah said it was okay. We talked. I don't think she knows what to do with me.
Ah, corporeals. Your bodies make you so weak.
What?
What?
Never mind.
How long have you been here?
Hour and a half, maybe. It's peaceful. I didn't want to be around while Ben was babysitting.
Children, how annoying.
And you just been here the whole time?
Yes. Where else would I have been?
The caves.
You didn't hear the explosion?
It made quite a boom.
Stop! I can't think!
What? Andy?
Corporeals.
Stop calling us corporeals! Just a voice in my head.
Snippy today, aren't we?
Corporeals? What?
Ignore me. What were you talking about?
Nothing, forget it. It's not like you'll tell me.
It's not nothing. You asked me if I snuck out, and now you're acting like I've been lying to you. What's going on?
I'm not sure that you're being particularly truthful, is all.
About what?
Calm down, please. It's just that Rachel and I were thinking.
Oh, yes. Rachel and you were thinking.
Why do you sound so betrayed?
Because she hates me. She is probably the one lying to you.
She never told me what to think. She told me what she thought, and to be honest, I kind of agree with her.
So what does she... No, what do you think?
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. You say you go for walks. You say you're just taking pictures. But, Andy, ever since the cave disappearances, the woods are not a place that most kids go. Not to mention that time you came back covered in sparkly dirt. And even now, you're on a bench right outside of the...
Fine, I get it.
Do you?
Shut up!
Fine, you'll flounder without me.
What is going on? Will you tell me the truth?
You won't believe me. I don't even think I believe me.
I am a very tolerant person.
Okay. I went into the caves.
Andy, that's dangerous!
I know! The first time was sort of an accident. I didn't visit Edelin much as a kid, and when I came to live with my grandma, well, she never mentioned the caves. And I was homeschooled, remember? Most of my information has come from you.
Okay, so you went in the caves. Why?
I wanted to take pictures.
Is that really the reason?
Yes. Well, I guess it was at first. But then my dad's camera had pictures of this place, of the woods and the caves, and I thought maybe if I could just go there and I could see...
If it's about your parents, you don't have to say if you don't want to.
Thank you.
So, you went to the caves, And you've gone there again?
Yeah, but that's not the point. I don't know how to say this. I sound crazy.
Did something happen in the caves?
Yes, I don't understand it completely, but I think I walked through something. Some weird mist, and when I came out, I wasn't in Edelin anymore.
You weren't in Edelin? Like you were in St. Paul?
No, it was somewhere completely different. Almost like another world. It was terrifying. It was like a war zone, and I met a boy there.
What?
Yeah, that's where all the ash came from, you know? And lately, I feel like there's this voice in my head, but it's not my voice. It helped me find the caves. I think it's real. I know it's real. Somehow I know things. There's no way I could possibly know
Andy,
without...
Andy, stop.
What?
This is impossible.
You don't believe me.
No, I don't.
I like it.
Oh, no.
Hi, Rachel. You're home.
Ben, with the look-alikes of doom. What are you doing in my yard? And why is the front door open? We're gonna have flies in the house now.
Rachel, look at this. We're playing with chalk.
Oh, my gosh. You two are so dirty. What happened to your clothes?
We, got a little chalk on them.
A little? Go inside and clean up and change clothes. Put those ones in the laundry room.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, whatever. Is Andy inside?
No, she left a while ago. She took a book with her.
What? But she's under house arrest. I knew she was sneaking out.
Nah, Miss Deborah said she could.
When?
After you left.
I'm gonna go find her.
Right now?
Duh. Yes.
Oh, wait. The twins will be okay if I leave them for just 10 minutes, right? They're 9.
They're 8, but I guess.
Cool. I'm gonna come with you.
Ew! No!
Wait. Girls, I'll be right back. I'm just heading down the street.
Go away. Just play roadkill.
Do you know where Andy is?
I have a theory.
Oh, good work, Watson.
Stop with the Watson!
Come on, can't you be fun for just once in your life?
Not when you're here.
Where are we going anyways?
To the caves.
What? Why?
Because Andy's probably there.
I don't understand this reasoning at all.
Ben! Rachel! Guys, I need your help. Andy's going insane.
Well, this should be interesting.
Hi, Hobbs.
Do it. Open his cage. Yeah. Look at him go.
Yeah. Right out the front door.
Oh, no.
We have to get him back before Ben finds out.
Run. There he is. He's flying into the woods. Got that bird. Wait, Gracie, we can't go into the woods. They're scary.
Come on. Hobbs is getting away.
I can't see him.
I can. This way.
Wait, are those the North Portal caves?
Whoa. Cool.
We should go back.
But we have to get Hobbs.
It's dangerous in there.
Come on. If Hobbs can go in, it's safe enough for us.
Oh yeah, like the canary in the coal mine.
See, it makes perfect sense. Now let's go. We gotta find him.
Where did he go?
Did he go right? Or left? What was that?
Shh. So that means
she's gone through the portal.
Yes, she knows more than we thought.
I don't think we should be hearing this. We should leave.
Dang, this means it's not unique to us anymore. Lame.
I don't know why she's playing dumb, but I intend to find out.
Gracie, let's go, okay?
Who's that? There's someone listening. There, catch him.
I'm on it.
Oh no. Gracie, hide here and here.
No way. I'm getting out of this place.
Ha! I've got you, little one. Bet you thought you'd get away with listening it in, didn't ya?
Great. Now I have 2 little kids to deal with.
Are you talking about me?
Shut up. Just keep her quiet.
Will do.
Not like that, you idiot. We're not gonna kill her. The lady will keep an eye on her.
Okay, I'm removing my hand, but hey, kid, keep it quiet.
How about you just let me go home?
How about no?
Hey, are you a hog monkey?
What?
Let's get out of here. You need to finish your job, and I need to get this one secured.
You mean?
Yes, Marcel, you get to do your favorite thing.
Yes, I'll let you handle this little one. I'm off to have some fun. Goodbye.
Wait. No, let me go. Stop, you hog monkey. Oh, no. Where did they go? Where's Gracie?
Andy's going crazy.
Zach, don't tell them.
That's not new. What do you mean?
Zach, stop.
She says she went to another world, like poof. She's suddenly in Mars or something.
That's ridiculous.
Zach.
Zach, don't you think you're taking this a little too far?
And she said that's where the ash came from, and she met a little boy, and she's hearing voices in her head, and... Ow! Andy, that's my arm!
Oh my gosh, she punched him.
Hush up.
I trusted you, Zach. This isn't okay.
Look, you've been lying to me and everyone else. And I'm worried about
you. I wish I'd never told you anything.
Andy, your head is obviously messed up.
Stay out of this, Rachel. Not everything is about you.
That's right. Because you make everything about you. Ever since the moment you moved into my house, it's been all Andy this, Andy that. You whine so much about your problems, but have you ever done anything to fix them?
Hey, she investigated her grandma's disappearance.
Shut up, Ben. We're trying to help her.
You're not trying to help her. You're just being nosy.
Yeah, well, you're just being annoying.
What does that have to do with anything right now?
Yeah, I thought we were talking about how Zach is really bad at boundaries.
I told you, Andy. I'm just trying to help you. You're obviously not thinking straight if you think there's a voice in your head.
If you really wanted to help me, you'd believe me.
Who's going to believe you?
Me.
You're kidding, right?
I'm not.
Doesn't matter. He'll see sense soon enough. After all, everyone leaves you. Right, Andy?
That's not fair.
It's true, though. People around you don't just go missing. They leave you. You drive them away.
Okay, that's enough. Rachel, I know you're an edgy teen, but that is going too far. Hey, Andy, are you okay?
I'm fine. I know what I said sounds crazy.
You said you went to another world?
Yeah, well, I don't need you telling...
That sounds kind of scary.
Yeah. It was.
Rachel!
What, Tessa? You've got leaves in your ponytail. Where were... You in the woods? Oh, Mom's gonna kill you. Where's Gracie?
Oh no, I stayed here longer than I meant to.
Is she crying? Tessa!
Oh no, what happened?
What's wrong?
Gracie's gone!
What do you mean, gone? Where did she go?
She was kidnapped!
What?!
What?!
Hobbs got outside and we followed him. We went into the caves. I was scared and I wanted to go back. But Gracie wouldn't let me. And there were people in there talking about bombs and explosions and stuff. I hid, but Gracie tried to run away, and they caught her.
Who were they?
A girl and a boy. I don't know who they were.
Where did they go? Where did they take her?
I don't know.
Miss Deborah's gonna kill me.
You're probably right.
Ben, this is your fault. I'm gonna kill you before she does.
Hey, wait a second.
This is your fault too, Andy. I wish you'd never come to Edelin.
You know, me too. But I might be able to help you find her.
How? You think this is a sci-fi movie or some bad fantasy book? Going through magical portals and getting her back from a war zone?
Yes!
Andy, I think you should just sit this one out.
I've got to find her. Tessa, take deep breaths. Don't worry, okay? I'll find her. She'll be back before Mom gets home, all right? Come on, let's go. It's all right. It's all right. It's going to be okay, okay? It's going to be okay.
She'll be back.
So what are you going to do?
I'm getting to the bottom of this. We're going to find her.
Let's do this, Watson.
No. I need to go into the caves alone. I have a conversation with the voice in my head.
Gracie? Are you in here?
The caves are really cold. She could be anywhere. Hobbs? Come here! Hobbs! Oh, gotcha! Where's Gracie, Hobbs? Vega? Are you here? Did you take her?
Most likely.
Hello?
Hello. Nice to see that you've stopped ignoring me.
You sound more real than ever before.
Of course I'm real. Welcome to my home.
So it's true, you're not me. You're a parasite.
Don't you know who I am? I am silence, and I am everywhere.
Including my head? How'd you get there?
That is something you do not need to know.
I have the right to know why you're in my head.
Why don't we get to the questions you really want to be asking? Aren't you looking for Gracie? Don't you want to know about Sota? Or about that boy you so endearedly seek to save?
Tell me.
I'll tell you this. Edelin is not the only world.
So you're saying I went to another planet?
Think bigger. You went to another universe.
That's not possible. I'm still trying to figure out who you are.
Earthly physics would not allow you to reach that ghastly, war-torn planet.
Where are you? Do you even have a body?
No matter how many galaxies you passed, you would never reach Sota.
What are you? And how do you know all of this?
The only way to a different universe is through a portal.
You're just confusing me more. I don't understand what this has to do with Gracie, or Finn, or Vega, or you, or Grandma, or my parents.
Quite a lot of people you're worrying about.
I know, it's stressing me out.
You're right to be suspicious of Vega.
I am?
I should know. I am Gatekeeper.
Did she take Gracie?
You need to leave. Your friends are probably looking for you.
Stop avoiding my questions. Did she take my grandma, too? Tell me more! Tell me! Nothing? Wow. Thanks a lot.
It's good to be back at the headquarters. Oh, I locked up that girl.
You mean Gracie?
No, me. The old lady sitting next to you. You haven't found the frequency yet?
It's taking a little longer to destroy this world's box than anticipated.
Vega, before you destroy Sota, you got the camera out of there, right?
I'm not stupid. I know the camera has pictures of the worlds we want to destroy.
Remember, silence is still strong enough to influence where you portal travel. You need to have a destination in mind.
We know. I have it.
That's it. That's the end of the song. I am the king of frequencies.
Then get on with it. It's done. Let's get out of here. Violet, let's go.
I know, honey. I'm coming.
In case you have missed it, dear listener, this month's portion of Hush has ended. Andromeda has managed to convince Deborah to release her from house arrest. But alas, a new drama ensues. Ben babysits the twins, but leaves them to their own devices so he can walk with Rachel. They run into Zack and Andromeda, a distraction with disastrous consequences. Unsupervised, Tessa and Gracie follow Hobbs out of the house and to the caves. The twins overhear a dangerous conversation. Gracie is caught eavesdropping by Marcel and the mysterious Vega, but Tessa escapes to tell the tale. When Andromeda hears of this, she goes on her own to the caves to see if she can figure out what is happening. There, she meets Silence, whom she finally talks with directly, asking questions that just lead to further confusion. Silence may have answers that could help rescue Gracie and help Andromeda find her grandmother Violet, but maddeningly, he diverts and distracts. Andromeda's questions remain open. Please return for next month's segment of Hush, or perhaps you will discover answers that Andromeda may not.
Bye, Groomer Susie. Don't forget to clean Beef's ears. I sure hope Beef enjoys his oatmeal bath. Oh boy, it's almost time for Trainer Terry. She knows so much about dogs. I wish I knew that much.
Excuse me, officer?
Trainer Terry is like a dog angel. I love her so much.
Sir?
I better download the radio show from my phone.
This is Trainer Terry. Next up after Voices in the Valley, it's Happy Hounds. Obedience tips for the self-actualized dog. You're listening to WXYZ 1220. Sir?
Oh, hi. Do you need help?
Oh, no. I was wondering. You were talking about Happy Hounds, the radio show?
Yeah, it's my favorite show in the world. Mine and my pet pug, Beef. We listen to every episode. In fact, there's one starting in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I know.
You do? I can't believe I met another fan of Trainer Terry.
Oh, no. I'm not a fan. I am Trainer Terry.
What? How are you here? The show's about to come on.
Oh, that? It's pre-recorded.
Oh. Oh, you're Trainer Terry.
Yep.
Oh, boy. I sure wish Beef was here. He's a little overweight right now. You might not approve.
I'm sure he's fine.
I've been feeding him a little more than usual because I want him to beef up. Get it? Beef?
Nice one. Say, you'd be fun to have around.
Thanks. Beef's training to become a police dog. First pug of the Edelin Police Force.
A police dog?
Yeah. The force here can't afford a canine unit, so I'm training Beef.
That could be dangerous. If he's at a crime scene without proper training, Beef could get hurt. Hurt others, or even run away.
Oh, no!
If you want him to be a police dog, you need to have him trained by a professional. I'll tell you what. I'll hand Beef over to a pro, and I'll pay for all of it. But you have to do something for me, okay?
Of course, anything you want.
My assistant just quit, and I need one ASAP.
Really? You mean me?
Of course. I like you. You're funny. What's your name?
I'm Officer Stu, and I'd love to be your assistant.
You'd have to come to Menominee.
Menominee? Oh, boy. Yeah, I could do that. Maybe.
That's great. Say, I was in town to visit my nephew and the family, but I'll stick around for a little longer if you want to interview for the job. Here's my card.
Your business card? Oh, wow.
Give me a call. I can fill you in on the details.
Yeah, I'll just have to make sure it's okay with the chief and my wife.
Sure thing. It was great to meet you, Officer Stu.
Yeah, see you later. I can't believe I actually met Trainer Terry. I can't wait to tell Beef. This is the best day of my life.
My dad says I'm his pride and joy.
My mommy says I was her big surprise.
My mom says I'm her best helper.
I'm adopted. My dad says I was a gift.
That's right, kids. Each of you are a miracle and a blessing from God. Hello, my name is Angie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant and in need of confidential counseling, including alternatives to abortion or post-abortion assistance, please call Pro-Life Across America at 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible. Please help support our life-saving outreach.
A baby child is being 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
We've been family-owned since 1922, and we still believe that it all starts with you.
Find your bonus tag at Stillwater Motors. Hurry in and save up to $11,000 on new 2017 Chevy 1500 Silverado crew cabs. Find new roads with your next vehicle from Stillwater Motors. Redunds family owned since 1922. Call 651-HEY-CHEV or go to stillwatermotors.com.
Stillwater Motors, good people to know.